This is James from the Gym Polycast. On this episode, I'll talk about the migrant buses that are being sent from Texas to Washington, D.C. These buses are being sent from Texas to Washington, D.C. in response to the Biden administration ending Title 42. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is openly frustrated with the Biden administration for not securing the border. The border, in and of itself, is no more or less secure than it ever has been. There's no increase or decrease either way, and if there is an increase, it's in migrant activity, not illegal immigrant activity. Now, it's important to note that the governor is not helping the situation. Sending these individuals to Washington, D.C. is actually not going to help with anything. It costs Texas money, and it doesn't help with the migrants. Supposedly, Texas shouldn't have to bear the burden of all these migrants and blah, 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 blah. It's political grandstanding as usual. The governor, again, is up for re-election. And the biggest linchpin issue is immigration. And he can use his fight against the Biden administration to secure our border to get his voters in. Between that, fight against transgenders, I guess, and the almost total abortion ban, Greg Abbott is actually hitting all of the big Republican conservative talking points. And so he's actually very popular with the GOP base within Texas. Because of that, he is likely going to win re-election against Beto O'Rourke. The overall issue that I have with Abbott at this point, other than clearly all the other ones that I have, if you listen to this podcast, you've heard there are numerous. But in this particular instance, I feel like this is also kind of a cover-up to erase his really embarrassing failure at the border. Because as it turns out, it's not only the Biden administration that's, quote, inept at securing the border, so is Governor Abbott. What he has done is he's made the DPS, Department of Public Safety, do additional searches and procedures at legal ports of entry over the Mexican-Texas border. And this caused a huge backup. And it got so bad that the Texas Agriculture Commissioner, Sid Miller, who is a Republican, told Governor to end his policy. It was causing tons of problems. Now, he only ended it at one. It was the busiest one. It was the one that his policy was creating the most issue. But he still has two of them going. And it's not going to help. He's doing it to fight illegal immigration. And it's not going to help. It's only going to slow things down. It's the reason why you can't hold down the border with additional searches, because it will slow down the economy. And in the times where we're in right now, we can't have a governor's vanity project interfering with our economy. And that's exactly what these searches are. It's, again, Abbott saying, well, the Biden administration won't search in these legal ports of entry, Texas will. Yeah, and it screwed up the economy, so you can make political brownie points. I'm glad that at least Republicans and others were speaking out against it. He ended it for the most part, but still, it's an embarrassing kind of loss for him. And I think, in this whole swarm on the border, he can divert the attention to these migrants being bused to Washington, D.C., and then nobody's looking at the fact that he failed with these searches at the ports of entry. So I want everybody to know that Governor Abbott is really, really good at political posturing. He's excellent at it. He's done it already with the National Guard at the border. He's done it with the $250 million with the border wall. He's doing it with the buses. And it should show everybody who sees, you know, the Republicans in action that these guys are really good at political grandstanding. They're really good at making you really angry about a particular issue and then pretending like to solve it. But, you know, the one thing they're not good at is a policy that helps the average American. That's one thing they're terrible at. And you would think that, you know, if we reduce illegal immigration, that we can, you know, allow more of our resources to be spread amongst us and stuff. But you have to ask yourself a question. Is it really the illegal immigrants taking everything? Or is it the billionaires who don't pay anything in taxes, really, relative to what they make? And on top of that, have gained immense wealth over these past few years through the pandemic and now through the inflation. It seems to me that the bigger problem are the people who have nesting doll yachts, not the people who are desperately coming to our border. And by the way, I will point out this as well, and I pointed this out in another podcast or maybe even several. The migrant crisis at our border is our fault in this country. The United States of America and our drug policy causes more drug users. It does not take care of them. And therefore, those drug users create drug demand. The drug demand is filled by the narco drug cartels that are extremely brutal. And thus, that brutality just sends all the migrants to our border. If we were to truly take care of the migrant process, it would be decriminalizing drugs, usage, and encouraging drug rehabilitation. Would also, drug policy would include legalizing recreational cannabis in the United States, which would be a huge blow to the narco drug cartels because meth and cannabis are two staple moneymakers for these cartels. And that would actually help. We could put pressure on China to stop sending the raw materials to these super meth labs because China sends the raw materials to the meth labs. And, you know, we could actually reduce the amount of drugs that come over our border that way. But we don't. Nobody has even attempted that. And that's what's so frustrating about this. You have a governor who has so many other issues to take care of within his state, politically grandstanding on an issue that's actually caused by our ineffective policy. So whenever you hear anything in the news about these migrant buses, just know that these people are being exploited because a governor really has no solutions to fix his state, but needs to be reelected. That's all it is. It's not going to solve a problem. It's not going to cause the Biden administration to reinstate Title 42. All it's going to do is put people in a worse situation. And for what? Just to get reelected. Pretty much. That's about all there is to it. Texas is 34th in education, you know? You just kind of got to shrug your shoulders and just wonder where this man's head is. That's all I have for this episode. Thank you for listening to the Jim Polycast. Be sure to like the Jim Polycast on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Have a good night.